Rádio UEL FM apresenta Zapa na UEL. Seguinte, vamos lá, rapaziada. A gente tá entrando no mundo do Frank Zappa, na saga e na história do Zappa pelo mundo. Oba! Então é o seguinte, vem comigo, porque a gente vai bater a caixinha do Roxy em Performance. Esse Roxy Performance é o seguinte: houve um show no Roxy, no Teatro Roxy, e o Zappa ficou lá 3, 4 dias tocando lá. Teve também um dia de ensaio, só de ensaio, tá bom? Esse vai ser o que nós vamos começar aqui a fazer o disco, tá? O disco tinha 70 minutos, como não coube ele inteirinho aqui agora, a gente tirou uma música, Penguin Bandage, e botamos em outro programa, a da Dani. A hora que você ouvir o programa da Dani, você vai ver isso aqui. Então nós vamos começar aqui, ó, na passagem de som do dia 12/8/73. O Zappa tá tocando Saturday Shot Star, Penguin Twilight, Dumb Up. E Penguin Twilight 2, tá bom? Vamos nessa?
Here's we're going this far. The first instrumental introduction and the vocal. And then the first few bars of the section after that, and then cut. And we'll do that sequence a couple of times. You understand? We're not going straight through the song. We're just doing the first two choruses of it. And then stopping and then
thank you. sun is shining bright. I wanna get outside. I wanna wash my face. Grab my hat. Put it on my head. I take a walk downtown. Yeah. Because I feel so good. I think I wanna take a walk downtown.
Corruption of American youth.
But I like the way you move.
Ladies and gentlemen, Napoleon Murphy Brock, direct from San Jose. Well, you know, they sort of know what's happening in San Jose, but they're not quite sure what's happening in San Jose. And he's come to the big city to be corrupted by somebody who's from Seattle.
Wait a minute. What's that?
It's a restaurant menu.
No. I order.
Short orders.
Shish kebab and some turnips and
no, tell him the truth. Tell him the truth. Tell him what that really is.
Looks like a menu to me.
No,
not
it is.
Only, not only do you get the Desenex burger, but not only the Desenex burger, but you are in for a real treat, Jim.
Wait a minute. I think I like that dance better than.
What I'm talking about is you've been in this killer fog down here too long.
What?
You need something to get up and go to school with.
Wait a minute, you're not talking to no fool now. You know, I wasn't born yesterday. Wait a minute. I think I'll take it. Well, look, I like that little dance you were doing.
Jeff Simmons tries to corrupt Napoleon Murphy Brock by showing him a lewd dance and suggesting that he smoke a high school diploma.
Hey! I've never seen one of those before. That's not a menu.
This stuff is expensive.
What is that?
You shoot it, you'll conserve all winter.
I do what? It lasts longer.
Not only do you get the Desenex burger.
No. Now, come on, try it.
No, no,
it's
no.
Really good.
No, no, please. Hey, please, no.
Let me tell you.
Hey, that's right, you heard me.
Barry, no. Get a shot of him when he takes his glasses off.
No, no, no.
Give,
no,
him a,
no.
Give him a quick one.
I use it myself.
No. I think I'll do the dance.
You like the dance?
Let the man dance.
Now I like the dance. Wait a minute. What did you? How did you learn to do that dance?
You wanna smoke this? You wanna smoke this?
Smoke it.
Try it.
Smoke it.
The first one's free.
No, please.
The first one's free.
No, please.
No, come on.
Please.
Look,
please.
You really like it.
Smoke that?
Have I ever lied to you? Have I ever seen you before?
I don't even know you.
Look,
I don't even know what that is. Are you telling me to smoke it?
just before we smoke the tapes that you made.
Smoke the tapes?
Smoke the tapes of your group.
I'm the god of the tapes.
You can really get off. Let's try a joint of this.
A what?
A joint.
You mean this kind of joint?
No, man. Where you been and living? Reseda?
No, San Jose.
You ought to try this in a joint. Well, just a couple hits.
Is that anything like a stogie?
Yeah, you ought to try it. Now let me roll it up, okay?
The evil dope pusher is cutting up a white gym sock, formerly owned by Carl Zappa and still damn. The shredded sock will be placed inside of a high school diploma and ignited with a sulfur preparation. His first taste of big city life.
That's okay, wait a minute.
He likes to roll a firm one, ladies and gentlemen. Show him the diploma, make sure it's real. No, no, him. This guy here. The one with the camera, you schmuck. No.
Hey, the roach of this is really going to be good, so I'll sit.
Pre-moistened. Prepare to enter the pygmy twilight.
Really, man. Like, you know, all the state patrolmen down at Winchell's? They got the exact same stuff, man.
Is this what those patrolmen are smoking?
That's what they're smoking, man.
That's why it looks so big for me.
Yes, it looks big from here.
Because I know I'm not as big as they.
Well, listen, you colored folks have a saying.
What is it?
Free Huey. If you can't free Huey, rent Huey.
Is there any relation to Leroy?
No, just try it. Just try it. I'm sure that, you know, you'll really get off.
Did you hear somebody say dummy up?
I read the report. Somebody did say dummy up while we were down here.
I thought we were here alone.
No, it did.
There's nothing coming out.
It isn't lit yet.
You have to put fire on the end of it.
We're going to light it. Just take a couple hits. We'll have enough for the rest of the band.
Right.
Hey, it looks
Wait,
like... like it's working. It's working.
I think I got the feeling what you meant about that hat. Gotta turn it around. Gotta turn it around.
Yes, that's much better, Napoleon.
There we go. I think I'm beginning to feel that dance you were talking about.
Do the dance. Next step of this operation, the evil corrupter of youth is going to take him from step one, which is a mere high school diploma stuffed with a gym sock, to step two, which is a college degree stuffed with absolutely nothing at all. Smoke that and it'll really get you out there.
I still don't feel as good as I felt this morning.
You'll grow out of it.
Turn me up. I heard it again. Somebody said,
you see this?
Wait a minute.
College.
That's college rhythm.
You mean if I smoke that, it's the same as this? As if I went to college. Roll it on. Roll it on up. Roll it on up. Give me a...
No, the college degree is stuffed with absolutely nothing at all. You get nothing with your college degree.
Oh, that's why
I forgot. I'm sorry.
Well, if you get nothing, well, that's what I want.
A true Zen saying, nothing is what I want.
That's what... Wait. There goes that dance again.
Results of a higher education. We'll be right back.
said, I think I feel a little bit better. But you know, it don't last very long.
No, it doesn't last too long, man. Like,
now the sunshine lasts all day.
A shampoo.
Noontime, it feels like it's gonna run away. Stays with you in the evening.
Yeah, the moonlight lasts all night.
Feel high all the time. Now that jive you had me smoking. Turn my head back around.
You have to move up to something even more powerful than a...
Now you told me.
College education.
You told me.
Something more
powerful.
There is something beyond a college education. No fooling.
No, couldn't be.
Yes, there is.
College is free.
I'm not talking about the School of Hard Knocks either. Give me a couple of hard knocks, Chester.
What is that?
There we go, a couple of hard knocks, ladies and gentlemen. No, no, we were going to take you to the next logical step, which is a degree from a school of veterinary science, but I think that we shouldn't waste any more time. I think that we should get you immediately to where it's all happening. Yeah, just rumple it.
Wait a minute.
Let him touch it.
Let him touch it. I didn't get to try.
Hey, well, I'll tell you what you ought to do with it.
What?
The same thing that you do with the Santa tube.
What?
Only Carl Franzoni knows about that.
What?
The Santa tube, you know, where you tape the paper off the thing and you wrap it around the thing and then... The real School of Hard Knocks.
A salad tube.
Santa tube, not a salad tube. All right, now listen. We're going to introduce you to somebody who has the answer. He has the answer to all the problems of modern civilization.
Is he anything like this? No, can he dance?
He's even farther out than that guy over there.
As long as he can dance.
He can't really dance too good, but he's so far out he's not even on the stage.
Can he make me feel better than the sunshine?
Just take a look at him. What do you think? You think he can make you feel better in the sunshine? Go on, give it a try. You've smoked a diploma. You're going to sleep. You're going to sleep. You're going to sleep. Just take him right on off the stage. That's it. He is going to sleep. Just take him right over here. Okay, cut there. Cut there. Now, I think we ought to run through that again, or you want to take up from where we left off with Don, because we're going to have to light him.
Okay, good.
You know. You're going to have to take the microphone they're using for the saxophone. Okay, Brian, get a level on this off the sax mic. Ain't it funky now? Good guy's feet on fire. Dick Barber, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, now Napoleon, can you come over here, and Jeff? Don, why don't you mix up some smoke and get that going over there and be busy at work just as you guys went off the stage over there. Take your position over there. All the rest of the members of the band back up on the stage. Ready for sound effect-o-rama. Okay, fire it up. Yeah, go ahead. No, just get some smoke going there. You have to drink it. You're gonna drink it? All right, wait a minute. Where is the smoke gun? Blow a little smoke in the direction of these people. Okay. Fog it up. In the laboratory of a nationally known mad scientist. About this.
You didn't say anything about breaking skin. You didn't say anything about drinking gin. And that don't look like gin to me.
Yeah.
Why is it smoking?
It's the pigment twilight. And it's always smoking in the pigment
twilight.
Well,
if you don't know.
Time. Brought to you by the Langendorf Morphine Company, who brings you those wonderful years, ages 24 through death, where your child uses more than half of the heroin brought in the United States.
Why have you brought me here?
Such a deal. Special deal.
But why have you brought me here? Twilight.
You told Twilight. Me that you were going to take me into a school
Okay, contestants, are you ready for cue number one? Hello, folks in the gallery. Here we go.
Wait a minute.
They use it all the time themselves.
Do you see what I see? Is it really what we
you
see?
You want to talk with them?
It's real.
It's a pigment
twilight.
Then do all of your stuff in pantomime.
I think it is ready.
Stop smoking.
All right, Jeff, take him over there. It's time for the treatment.
Wait a minute.
I'm going to sign you
give
up.
Give me time to think.
Sign him up now. I'm going to sign you up now.
Give me time to think.
So you don't forget mail
don't
before
forget
midnight tonight.
Anybody see my hat?
Oh, you're looking good.
Anybody see my hat?
Make a big strong line. It's Madison time.
I think I'd rather go back to my hat now.
You can't go back now. It's too late, Napoleon.
Anybody see my hat?
Midnight in the scientist laboratory. Okay, get ready for the flashlight routine.
Thank you anyway, but no.
The flashlights. The flashlights. Turn them on. Hey, look at that. Real fire, ladies and gentlemen. Bring him right on in there. Don't let him stand back. No, no.
Wait a minute.
It's good for you. They use it themselves. You have to try some yourself. Barry, I want you to get this. That's it, move your hands like that. The mad scientist, because he does have scruples, is going to try the potion himself before he gives it to Napoleon. Try a little bit. Like it's really a good batch. Go ahead, Jeff. Take the turkey baster and shoot him up. Are you ready to stand up? Okay, cue number two, hit it.
Help me, help me. Help me, help me,
help me.
Has anybody seen my hat?
Partially obscured by the smoke, Napoleon, the naive youth, decides to put his hat back on and escape from the laboratory of the mad scientist before it's too late. Quickly, Napoleon. Barry, did you run out? Because if you didn't, you should get a low angle of all of this. You should get some shots from up here too, looking down. It's really good. Get up onto the stage, Barry, and look down on him. Don transforms more. Just real, you know, with the mask on, just move around with them. Leave the mask on, but then. Okay. All right, everybody, get your best glazed expression in the direction of the camera. Really, look sick. As sick as, no smiling, no smiling, and blink the flashlight. This is art. I'm telling you, it's really artistic.
Thank you.
ladies and gentlemen. Don't watch Ruth, watch her. She's planning something absolutely wonderful for you. Carl Franzoni and this young lady. Hey, wait a minute. Wait a minute, wait a minute. One more time. Let the strap fall down.
É o seguinte, rapaziada, nós estamos ouvindo as músicas do álbum da caixinha Roxy Performance. A gente tocou o Passagem de Som do dia 12/8/73 e estamos ainda nela, tá? Passamos Saturday Shot Star, Pin My Twilight Dama, Pin My Twilight Parte 2 e Ignis Arch of You e Don't You Ever Wash That Thing. É o seguinte, a gente precisa saber agora que o Zappa tá ficando mais difícil para nós brasileiros, porque o Zappa já foi e quem tá produzindo o trabalho do Zappa é o Emmert, o filho mais novo do Zappa. Ele tá organizando toda essa produção. Ótimo! Olha aí, eu tô com o CD na mão, que eu nem sabia que era um vídeo também. Então, além de eu ouvir a música, eu vejo eles tocando. E outra também. Ele fez essa caixinha, tem uma qualidade sonora fora de série. E tá acontecendo agora na distribuição dentro da Facebook, são piratas bootleg do Zappa, porque hoje todo mundo tem uma mesinha pequenininha, não sei o que lá, não sei o que lá, que gravou alguma coisa do Zappa no show. Esse lance vai para um estúdio, de lá eles pagam os direitos autorais pro Emmert e lanço mais um CD pirata na roda, tá bom? só de Vancouver tem 7 CDs, todos de datas diferentes e todos com música diferente. Eu vi 4 só, mas ainda tem que ver mais. A gente vai ouvir agora, por exemplo, vocês querem ver? Ó, a próxima música chama Orgy, Orgy. Essa música é uma música bem fácil de vocês entenderem, é bem antiga, ela é do Uncle Mitch. Se você ouviu o Uncle Mitch no órgão da igreja, você vai entender isso aqui. Quer ver? Toca aí o... I gotta know. Yeah, 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 yeah. Isso é a música que tá no... É o tema que tá no disco do Uncle Mitch, que também virou um filme, tá bom? Mais tarde foi traduzido para filme. Então, Louis Louis. Essa versão tá aqui agora, mas ela é original, Louis Louis. Vamos nessa. Continuamos aqui a programação, lembrando sempre a vocês que de hoje em diante só tem dinheiro dentro dessa... Essa fábrica musical do Zappa, hein? Nós estamos no Times Twin e Dog Breed Variation. Tá bom? Vamos ouvir isso? We'll be right back. Rapaziada, então é isso aí. A gente acabou de ouvir a passagem de som do dia 12/8/73, quando o Zappa ia entrar no Roxy, Teatro Roxy. Eu quero lembrar vocês que o Teatro Roxy lançou, na época em que eu estava na maior partitura correndo atrás dos vinis, na época era vinil, eu comprei um vinil duplo, tá bom? E agora eu tenho em casa um importado simples, só um CD. A intenção, para a gente entender, quando você é duplo, vai virar simples, tá? Então virou. Eu tenho um álbum só, mas, cara, ele é duplo, não entendi isso até agora. A gente quer dizer boa noite para vocês. A gente ouviu a passagem de som, o disco da passagem de som do Zappa em Performance. Esse é o álbum 7 da turminha da carreira, tá? Um abraço para vocês e me aguarde que vem vindo aí mais. Apresentação Paulão Rock and Roll e na técnica João Lopes. Até semana que vem.